Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo. What up?
Yo.
What's up, man? We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker
burn. I listened to that today, dude. Bloodhound Gang. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn, dude.
Yep. Dang, dude.
A lot of fires. Well, listen, this is the norm now, kind of. I mean, like, It's just the norm.
California?
Yeah, they have fires every year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in winter? Like, everybody's saying, like, dude, who has a fire in the middle of winter?
It happens, though, because the
it's still dry.
Yeah, you got a dry season, and you got all that dry, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's not that crazy, but it's also a little different, though. Because this is actually hitting some pretty wealthy neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they haven't in the past, but this is that coastline shit. You know, those places are not cheap, dude, you know what I'm saying? Not cheap at all.
Yeah, dude. There's I looked through all the celebrities who had their houses burnt down. I mean, there's like Anna Faris. There was Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh.
What's his nose? The famous kind of Trump supporter. I forget his name, but like he had to move out because his house got burned down.
There's a lot, man. First and foremost, it's scary. And I hopefully everybody, yielded to the warnings that was going on here and got out of town. It seems like there's not as many deaths. You know, people were able to get out. I don't know how many people have actually died.
Well, there's some people that I'm assuming died because they were filming themselves with a fire surrounding their houses.
Most of them made it through it. I actually watched those videos, and I thought they were dead. You know, I was like, man, these people
are why are you still there?
It was pretty wild, man. If you actually watch, some of them were 10 or 15 minutes. The thing's moving fast, man. But they were in their house, and you see the fucking flames all in the windows, mm-hmm. and then it just... a gust of wind comes and you see it's like all burnt, just burnt to shit outside. And they're like, it's okay. I think we made it. You know, and I'm just like, God damn, how scary is that?
Yeah,
shit,
I think they were saying it was the fire itself was moving like 30 miles an hour.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like all these winds made it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And I mean,
perfect storm.
That's just the thing, dude. That's the thing. Like you get a fire and then there's wind.
Yeah.
And so like the obvious question is like, who started the fire? Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And certain people are saying, well, I think it was fire dropping from the drones, dude, because people were reporting seeing drones, seeing UFOs. Yeah,
definitely want to talk about that. There's some video.
But, hey, and then also, like, right before we started, like, probably about an hour ago, there was a new fire that broke out right at the Hollywood Hill, so right by the Hollywood sign. And they were saying that that was started by an arsonist. So somebody is starting these fires on purpose.
At least some of them. Supposedly, right? Yeah, man. There's lots of avenues to go down. I want to go down as many as we can, obviously. But I know Gavin Newsom's getting a lot of criticism right now for some of the situations where he killed one of the dams off because the tribal, you know, community was saying it was hurting the fish. You have water supply issues. We saw this with Hawaii as well.
Yeah, I heard that too, that some of the firefighters were running out of water because they refused to refill the reservoirs.
Yep. And I got a video of a guy, which I'll play later on. He heard that his house had burned down. He went to the home and found that his house was actually the last one standing. All the houses around him had burnt down, but the one next to him was on fire still. And he was begging for water. He's like, please, like, I need somebody to try to put this house next to me out so it doesn't catch my house on fire. And he said, there's no water pressure. He's like, I can't do anything. There's no water pressure. So there's just nothing. You do see some people with hoses, but if you actually watch those videos and actually look at them a little bit deeper, you see that those things are just pissing out. They're not spraying.
The
water pressure is, I mean, it's just, I know
it's like it was set up for it to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I know there's a lot of conspiracy behind it, and I think some of those are probably pretty valid, but also, this is just another example of just, like, poor governance, you know? It's a lot of shit's going wrong, and I got a video that I want to play with the mayor, where they're, you know, the reporters are asking her questions, and she's just blankly staring, because she defunded the fire department not that long ago in Palisade, so... You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what you vote for, you know?
Yeah. So that's like, would that have prevented the fires?
No.
Water? You know what I mean? Like, if she would have had a bigger staff, like, they ran out of water, dude. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Well, no, staff
you could have had,
help.
Like, 20 more firemen, but, like, dude, you got no water.
Well, the staff does help. I mean, I'm not saying it's just the staff, right? Like, major cuts or half of the cuts, that could be more fire trucks, that could be more equipment, that could be better equipment. Obviously, when you have a fire like this, man, it's going to be ravaging. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be able to save some, and they are. They're saving some homes, but, like, there's a video of a firefighter who's just, like, he just looks so defeated. He's like, we're trying our best.
Yeah.
We're saving what we can, but it's just not enough, you know?
Dude, it's weird because it's literally, I mean, the list of celebrities is huge. I mean, yeah. You got, like, Eugene Levy, Mark Hamill, Tom Hanks. Yeah. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler, Michael Keaton, Spencer Pratt, and Heidi Montag. There's, like, you know, yeah. Chris Pratt, Tyra Banks. All these people are getting their houses. It's like a fucking mass celebrity sacrifice, dude. Think about it.
It's an A-list fire.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, we gave you everything. Now we're going to burn you down. Like, this is isn't this symbolic of Trump coming in office and burning down the whole quote unquote deep state, like,
yeah.
Hollywood? You know what I mean?
I think that's a fun theory. If it wasn't,
it is a fun theory.
If it wasn't for this happening every year, you know what I'm saying? Like, this just stuff happens, man. Like,
not in these areas though. Like you said, like,
I know
this is different, man.
It happens in different areas almost every year. It just now it's one of those. And you know what's funny? Somebody put their thing on with Joe Rogan talking about this a couple weeks ago with his guest. Where he's like, you know, the guest was saying, like, listen, there's going to be a fire that has the perfect wind and it has the perfect, it's in the perfect location and it is going to go all the way to the ocean and there's no one's going to be able to stop this fucking thing. And that is exactly what's happened. The winds are extremely high right now. We obviously have.
Yeah, they're like almost 100 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, we have cold fronts coming down. We talked about that last week. We're obviously I'm wearing a sweatshirt, dude, in Texas. I think it's only been a couple times I've wore a sweatshirt in Texas, man. But yeah. It's 35 degrees. You know, it's not crazy. But you got those winds. You got the storm coming. So when this happened, it's a perfect recipe, man. And obviously in this area, you just got a lot of congestion of Hollywood celebrities. But I think most of them have second homes.
I don't think California was hit by that storm, like that big cold front that's coming in.
No. It's not hit by the cold front. It's not hit by that, but if you look at I've been watching the wind, and the wind is coming from the north, and it's kind of just blowing down and around. It's not necessarily cold per se, but we have like high wind movement, you know what I'm saying, which is what they're dealing with right now. They're talking about the winds being 40, 50 miles per hour. That's significant when you're talking about a fire, you know what I mean, a forest fire.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's my whole thing is, you know, they've talked about like prevention, you know, measures that they could do, wetting the lands during times like this, you know, making the lands moist and stuff. But it's just like, what the fuck do you do?
You
know what I mean? Like,
you take care of the land.
Do you burn? Do you have controlled burns in these areas?
Yes. Yeah. You clean.
You know what I mean? Like, because it was all on the side of a hill. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it didn't look like there was that much I don't know. I mean, it caught on fire real fucking easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, you can do so much. And then the rest is up to God, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of vibe. But to be fair, there is many things. We actually had an episode a while back. I wish I knew the number. We had an episode a while back where we were talking about in the Northwest when we had the Gorge fires and what they weren't doing, right? The governor wouldn't allow them to use a lot of those
the big planes
airplanes
shit,
that drop the water and shit, you know? And on top of that, we've seen, because my mom worked for the the mills for a long time, and they had cuts where they were not allowing the forest floors to be cleaned. They would go up there and they'd clean out all the dead trees, you know, kind of maintain it, and that prevents a lot of this shit from happening because you get layers of dead trees and layers of dead foliage and all this stuff, and it is literally kindling. You know what I'm saying? It's ready to go at any time. So if you're not taking care of it, I'm not saying it won't happen, but I'm telling you that I guarantee it's worse when you don't take care of it.
Well, yeah, and I just don't know, like, what the forestry looks like around that area. Because I saw, like, the hills, and it was, like, a bunch of, like, brush, shrubs, you know, on these hills. It didn't look like a bunch of wooded forestry trees, you know, where you do have that detritus and the tree falls and all this stuff where it could build up and cause this kindling. This was literally just dry hill.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times that's what that shit burns faster.
Yeah,
it's like grass, it's dry, right? And that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you
burning
stop
through it so
that?
Quick? It's moving. This like that's why it's moving so fast. The wind and because it's just shrubbery.
Well, listen, California. We know this. California has put bans on people using water. You know what I'm saying? In certain aspects, right?
They've limited it. Yeah,
you've limited it. You can't water your yard. You can only use so much water at a time. You can't wash your car in the front yard. I mean, there's bullshit that California does that other states don't do. And, you know, it's not just for looks, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, watering your yard is not just a, oh, I got a green yard. It's really a safety thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it's dry and you're not able to water it and you got high temperatures, which we've seen some high temperatures, this stuff is going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So at what point is, you know, saving a little bit here going to hurt the rest, you know? Like, do these people, and a lot of them are supporters of Democrats, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these celebrities, some aren't, but. Do you really feel good about, you know, you saved a couple fish. Good job. But your house is burnt to the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
At the end of the day.
Like, I just wonder, would this happen in a place like Texas or a place like Arizona where it's really dry? You know what I mean?
It's just different. You know, like, we don't have, I mean, we obviously in our area that we're in, we have a lot of trees. You know what I'm saying? But we also get heavy water. You know what I'm saying? Like, heavy downpours. And the trees are green. Even in the summer, they're fairly green. But we have a lot of flat land, you know what I mean? It's just one area, you know, we have tornadoes. Texas generally, or Texas has more tornadoes than California. California has more wildfires than Texas, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's I don't know that we see the same thing here. No, not like that. Not like that extent.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the sporadic weather, like the weather in Texas is literally a bipolar woman, you know, going through menopause. And something happened. She's almost like a Lorena Bobbitt style. You know what I mean?
Oh, straight from
that is the weather in Texas.
Yeah,
you never know what you're gonna get, and
it
does rain.
Yeah, it rains heavy. Well, you know, in a lot of places it rains heavy, but it's just that. Yeah, but we also don't have the restrictions. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do have some. You know, I'm not saying that every state has some, but California.
What about during? What about during the summer when it's like 100 degrees every day? You know what I mean? What if there was a fire then? Would it spread like this?
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Even when it's 100 degrees, we obviously have stretches where it's really, really hot. We've only been here a couple of years, so I mean, I'm sure somebody that's lived here longer would know. But even throughout that, we have rain. You know what I'm saying? We do have rain. Mm-hmm. But the trees in general, I'm just saying in general, idea is not nearly as compact as it is in the Northwest. You know, it's just a little bit different, man. There's just a lot of flat area, even between me and Chris's houses together. There's a lot of lakes. That's the other thing that we have a benefit of is we have so many man-made lakes, dude. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
in Longview, we got, you know, the Lake Sacagawea, man. That's a man-made lake.
Hell yeah, that'll
like,
save me.
We're like, wow, that's an impressive lake. I remember being younger and being like, man, I can't believe someone made that lake. Those things are everywhere here. Like, the Lake Conroe is, look up Lake Conroe, which is where we live at.
Man-made.
It's massive.
It's huge.
It is massive. Right? Massive. And it is completely man-made.
Yeah.
So the point is we have water reservoirs everywhere because we flood a lot. We have lots of gullies and built-in water reservoirs to carry water and hold water so that it doesn't flood. So we have resources for water. And I think that's where California is struggling right now is they just don't have water.
You know what I mean? And they don't have water because of shitty politics.
A lot of it, yeah.
Shit, like you said, shitty governance. And people just making dumb fucking moves when it comes to how they're running the state in general.
For the most part, did you hear there was something about State Farm pulled fire insurance months before this happened.
Yeah. Well,
so like there was a number of homes. There was about 1600 homes in the Palisades who were on State Farm. But it's like, why are you still on this fucking insurance? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or did they even like know that fire wasn't covered?
Well, they knew.
Well, there's a bunch of people that are reporting that the insurance just dropped them like a week ago.
Oh, really?
There's a case where this lady was being interviewed and she was crying. Obviously, her parents were 90 years old, and they had their fire insurance dropped like 4 days ago. And she's like, so they've been dealing with this. Now they're 90. They don't have. They're battling this fire insurance, but they basically just dropped it. And it's one of those things where this has become such a norm in California that it's like, I can honestly see it. I can see like they're going, hey, it's about that time, guys. You know,
yeah.
Maybe we have to kick a couple people off because there's some stuff they didn't do or something they didn't sign or some bullshit. And now these people are fucked. I mean, those 90-year-old couple, they're going to have a long... I mean, are they even going to be able to see a new house built at 90? You know,
no.
Or is it, it's just...
No.
It's horrendous, well, dude, man.
What if... I mean, think about it. Who benefits from this, right? And I'm going to send you an article here, Chris. But it is basically saying that Californians are fearing that home insurance prices could spike due to these fires. And it's like, obviously, how could it not, right? Insurers will see this as a risk.
100%.
You know, they're going to see this as a huge risk.
100%.
So who really benefits is you have insurance now costing more. You have insurance just deciding they can drop fire coverage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that one I want to see. I want to see how that plays out because I feel like there will be lawsuits for that. And unless there's some really good reason why they got dropped, if they're paying for it, they should not be dropped from it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see how that one plays out, but you're 100% right. It's not even that here's the thing. It's different, but it's the same exact thing. So here we have this place and we actually looked at homes. It's one of the areas that we love the most, which unfortunately we will never be able to live in, but it's River Plantation, which is near us and it's beautiful. I love that neighborhood. The houses are old, they're big, they're beautiful homes. It floods horrendously. Okay, so like when we had all these major floods, these two-story houses were completely underwater. I mean, all of them, right? So once we were looking at these homes, we found out, oh, shit, you know, they are flood homes. Like, we don't want it because they're cheap. And you're like, why are they so cheap? That's why they're so cheap. Now, what I found out with the insurance was basically you have two or three times that you can use this. So these houses, the first, I get them mixed up. There's Katrina and Harvey. I don't remember which one came first. I'm blanking right now.
Katrina did.
Okay, so Katrina happened, there was massive flooding. I don't know if there was flooding there, but Harvey happened in Houston, right? Mm-hmm. And that flooded badly. Then there was another one. There was another storm where we had major flooding, right? So what the insurance did was that you were able to use that insurance, right? They covered the homes, and then that second flood happened. People tried to get their homes fixed, and they basically said, this is the last time you'll be able to get this insurance on this. Like, if it floods again, you're out of luck. So now this property is labeled as such. So if you were to go buy that home, you cannot get insurance for flood because it's too high of a risk. So what the city started to do, and this is what I'm talking about in California, what the city started to do was they came up with a plan just to buy the homes properties and tear them down. A lot of them. Because it was a better solution than to keep paying insurance out on them. So you see a lot of homes when you go there that have been torn down. So is it possible that in California, you see that where they say these are high risk areas, you will no longer be able to have fire coverage. And actually we'll just pay you out to tear this place down because it's such a high risk. Like that is a very possible thing.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and you know, who is going to take over the land, you know, cause if you think about it, if the land is not inhabitable by an insurable home, who is going to purchase that land? Because does a business obviously have a better insurance plan than a residential home?
I don't think they'd be able to get covered, though, on that.
They don't? It wouldn't be covered?
No, I don't think even over in River Plantation they could put businesses over there in that particular area. It is considered an area where the risk is too high and the insurance will not cover it, basically, period, you know, at this point.
Wow.
So what you have seen over there is they've elevated homes. So you see homes that are been lifted and put, like, basically on, like, a 4-foot, 5-foot pad, but it's grass. So it's been elevated, and maybe they get coverage because they took extra steps to raise the homes up. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And then you do in California, you start making houses out of steel.
No, I told you, put a moat around every house, mm-hmm. like a castle. King of the castle. Look at my moat.
Yeah, but the moat wouldn't be very big.
The moat
wouldn't
work.
Fire would jump that pretty easily.
The moat wouldn't work, man. It's the embers that are killing it.
I'm just saying, you put like those little alligator fountains that squirt the water up, you know? You got like five or six of those things, no problem.
Yeah. See, here, there's, listen, we're not going to change this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, the idea that we're just going to, like, we're going to have to, like, hurt this more by restricting environmental shit is not the answer. Like, this is a time for innovation, in my opinion. So, the fires are going to happen. What can we do to innovate these things? And, Greg, you had a great point, man. Is there
innovate
a way...
Innovate the fires?
No, it, no. Is there
you
a
mean,
way...
like, let them, let them burn and then just collect energy from the heat?
Well, I mean, I don't hate the idea.
And then you could, you know, reuse that, and then you power your state.
Yeah, it's literally powered off the lives of other people.
Oh, my God.
No,
you
but
sound
like
Elon Musk.
Yeah, think of it if you had, like, what you were saying. That's a great idea, man. What if you had this thing, like a gutter system that had a built-in water supply, right? But see, this wouldn't work if you have no water, so just to keep that in mind, you'd have to have
maybe
your own,
you
like,
should
well.
Not make it illegal to collect rainfall, you dipshits.
Oh, rainwater? Yeah, that's true.
I mean, just fucking
makes it a requirement.
Change that one little fucking law, and then everyone can collect their own rainwater, and then you can just use that to protect yourself or whatever the fuck you want. Or the state can start collecting it, and they don't have to. Or collect rainwater and fucking get rid of ditching all the water off into the ocean to protect a fish.
Yeah, I'm with you. But maybe there's something that you, like Greg said, you could put on the gutters and have it spray. You know, and just continuously hose the house down. You know, prevent embers from falling onto the roof. Who knows, man? I mean,
and manage your land.
But they, like, how do you get the water to supply that, though? You know, you could build the system, but if you don't have water and the government's not allowing the people to have water.
See, that's the problem.
It's not going to work, bro.
Yeah, but you know, there's all these codes that you have to have, especially in California. They're very heavy with earthquake codes. You know, you have to have certain things in place when you build a new building, and it has to be resilient to such a large earthquake and yada, yada. What if you made a regulation, you know, that said, like, if you build a new home, it has to have a underground tank, you know what I'm saying, that is a storage. You know what I'm saying? It has to have like a whatever size they come up with. I don't even want to guess, 100 gallon, 500 gallon. And it's just, you know, stagnant, stale water. It's just sitting water. You know what I'm saying? It just sits in there. I doubt it evaporates. This isn't a collection tube. And if you have a fire, that's used for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do things like that.
They could also use like the sewer system. You know, hey, there's a bunch of piss and shit they could just throw all over the fire.
Like gray water. Yeah.
They're right fucking there. Why couldn't they just go dip out of the fucking ocean and use that water?
They won't because salt. So? Salt is extremely corrosive and it damages all the equipment that it has.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, it does. It ruins the fire trucks. It ruins...
They're not driving fire trucks into the fucking...
They pick up water from the planes. They already have. They were doing it today.
Out of the ocean?
Yes, they were already doing that. But they're talking about... People were saying, you have an ocean right there. Why are you not utilizing that water? Like, not just from the airplanes, which they are seemingly doing, but for everything, right? Mm-hmm. If there's no water, and it's because of the corrosiveness of the salt water.
Yeah, but it's not going to do anything to the machinery while you're using it. Once you're done using it and you rinse your fucking shit,
dude, they had a big thing. I don't know much about it, so I certainly don't have any, you know, kind of ground to argue it per se. But there was many people saying it is not something that you can do. It will foul up the bearings and certain things on the, you know what I mean? Like it just screws everything up. Maybe not, you know, but that's what they're all saying. That's what the firefighters were saying, you know. So who knows? I mean, I get what you're saying. You should be able to wash it out and have it clean.
Or just pump it out. Have a huge fucking... Just pump it out and have like a filtration system so you don't have to fucking deal with salt.
But here's the thing. Enough of that. We know where this is coming from. I think we are... Yeah. We're discussing like California's regulations have hurt this situation. The water situation hurts. The not clearing the forest, that definitely hurts. The lack of innovation for this kind of situation hurts, right? Because think about this. In Tornado Alley, okay, if you live in like Oklahoma, Tennessee, or these areas that get frequent tornadoes, what do homes buy? They buy the fucking bunkers in their garages, the underground little things that you can get into, tubes. That's part of you living there. That's part of the situation. You understand where you live.
Yeah.
And you pay that 10 grand.
And you prepare accordingly.
Because you're trying to prepare. If something, if a tornado comes through, you know, especially those high dose areas, you build that little bunker in your garage. They sell them where you can drop the box in, you know, and you do that. And unfortunately, yeah, with these, you haven't seen people build or innovate something for this. Like, you're telling me you can't build a room in your house that is completely compact, that if your house was to catch on fire, you're in it, and it's a safe room that will withstand the fire and allow you to be safe while your house is burning
and
down.
And you cook inside your DIY oven?
Well, I wouldn't.
What is this, Walmart?
Said safe for temperatures.
Well, no. So, like, you could also put valuables in there, right?
Yes.
A large safe. That could be your storage for your valuables that if anything happens, at least I have those safe, you know?
There's that. There is that. I just don't understand why this has become a thing that's happened year after year after year. Granted, in different areas, you never know where, but you know that it happens.
Yeah.
And you don't see people, even these, well, these people are rich, bro. Some of these guys, you're saying these celebrities are fucking rich. They probably have other homes. I mean, to be fair.
For sure.
You're telling me that they haven't even built something? Are they so... I think it's just being naive. There was a gentleman who was being interviewed, and he was just saying, listen, my wife told me at midnight last night, like, these fires are getting close. And he said, I'm not worried about it. And 3:35 in the morning, she woke him up and said, we have to go now. Like, it's already coming up the neighbor. We have to leave. And he's like, we're fine, you know, and he's interviewed, and he's like, my house is gone. Everything's gone. Like, we left. We saw some fire.
Oh, shit.
We came back at 8 a.m., and he's like, I just completely didn't think that it was going to be that big of a deal. And it was. And so... I'm not saying he understands that he fucked up, but my point is are people that naive that it's not going to happen to them?
King of the castle. I'm above the fire.
Exactly.
I'm above the fire. Fire can't get me. Can't get my money.
Well, then we've also talked about...
Right? You're right.
We've talked about, like states that declare states of emergency for fires get money from the federal government, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time. I mean... Chris, if you can go to the bookmarks, there was a new fire that just started in Hollywood Hills, okay? And it's rapidly spreading towards Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
So this thing's going to go all night, and it's going to be another emergency in the morning. You're going to see, like,
Which one videos. Is it?
What's that?
Which one is it?
You'll have to scroll down to where you see Hollywood. But, I mean, you could just show any of this shit, dude. You can just show... the view from the airplanes.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing too.
Yeah.
As I heard that there was like a no fly zone because President Biden was in the area.
Yeah, he was.
And do you know why he was in the area?
Yeah, because his son had a baby, dude.
Well, his granddaughter had a baby, right?
He's a great grandfather or something.
Yeah, so he had his granddaughter's baby was born in the middle of all these fires.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that was pretty insensitive. He's like, but good news, I'm a granddad. And everybody's like, fuck you, dude. My house burnt down. Don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Most people would be like, well, you can't really control when the birth happens, right? But this was a scheduled C-section.
Yeah.
And he talked about this like last Sunday. You know, he's like, I'm going to be a great grandfather. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's just very strange timing to have the birth of the great-grandchild during all of this torture. You know what I mean? The fire and torture.
Yeah.
Are they going to name it Phoenix?
Might be, dude. Might be the next president of the United States right there.
Damn, bro. Play this video, man. This is the Hollywood Hills right here. We did find this. Yeah.
Fire in the Hollywood Hills. Like, this is right now in L.A. Yo, L.A. is literally on fire. I'm driving home because somebody said the Hollywood Hills were on fire, and you can literally see the freaking fire in the Hollywood Hills. Like, this is right now in L.A.
Yeah, if you scroll down a couple posts, you'll see a picture of it from, like, an aerial shot. It'll show you how widespread it is. It's near the Hollywood sign. That's what people were saying.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See,
yeah, man.
You just start a fire on top of a freaking grassy knoll, and then all of a sudden, whole town burns down. But look how massive that town is, dude.
Well, it's huge.
You guys, have you flown into LA
before? Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just never ending.
Yeah, it's big, man. I mean, it's a big city.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big city.
It's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that, you know, there are people right now that lost everything they have. Everything. You know what I mean? Minus a couple, you know, heirlooms maybe that they were able to keep. So, but again, you know, we see this all the time. And at some point, you kind of, I mean, that one of the reasons Joe Rogan left California was partially because of this kind of stuff. You know, he's just like, man, if you remember years ago, he got evacuated on the last big one a couple years ago. And he's just like, man, it's just like, it's not a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like to be called and say you have to leave your home and you may not ever come back to that home. Like, yeah, you have to evaluate, is it worth it? And I think when you look at the failed policies and just what it's turned into, California is really a mess, man. It's just really a mess. And so on top of all this other shit, you're going to see people leave. And a lot, I think, why you saw people leave was not just politically. I think it was just the fact that this kind of stuff happens and they don't have anything for it. Like, there's no
right.
There's no solution, and the government is not making it easier. I'm not saying the government can fix it. They cannot fix it. But they can make it better and maybe a little bit quicker response. Maybe they have more water supply and more backup so that they can actually get these things extinguished quickly. They're not doing it. They're not.
Well, and then, you know, like Trump did mention something about this back in 2019 when they had all the other fires happening, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like one of those things where you could import water, or there is a way to get water to California. I mean, for God's sakes, Las Vegas has more water than California, I feel like.
I feel like California ships water to Las Vegas. Like, I'm pretty sure they do. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
So it just like there has to be an innovative way to get more water to California. There just has to be a way.
Well, but see, that's the thing, though, man. They had that. They already had the reservoirs and they fucking drained them. Gavin Newsom last year, there was a dam system that he had removed, supposedly, for the fact that the tribal council in the area said that it was harming fish. And so that dam system was one of many systems that could have been a real aid to this kind of stuff, man. You could have used that to funnel water, you know what I'm saying, or use that for water. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I just what benefit does California offer anymore? I mean, the weather is nice. None. I'm not gonna say it's the weather's nice, man. I mean, the weather's
that. Yeah, but you 70, can get nice degrees. Weather other places too.
Yeah, but they have that like. They do have, like, a nice, you know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. Like, you are literally, you're like a player in a video game, mm-hmm. and you could burn and die at any moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're just not safe there.
Yeah. And the wildfires are just worse than most. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, one of those disasters that's just so much worse than a lot of other things. Just for the, like, a tornado is terrible. Like, we've seen devastating tornadoes, right? Like, real... What is it, like an F5 and shit? Like, big-ass fucking... And they last for, like, what, 5 minutes? 10 minutes? You know what I'm saying? They're on the ground. They touch down. They just fucking destroy. But it's like... It does... Like, you see it coming, and you don't know what path it's taking. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit, and it's bobbing around. Like, a fire just goes. It just goes. Everything around it catches fire, and it keeps going and going until it just smothers out. You know, you maybe get a little rain. And I'm not saying the loss of life is less or more. I'm saying the damage is incredible with these fires. You know, especially when you start one and you see another one. We saw this in the Northwest, man. There's two or three going at all times. You know what I'm saying? It's bad, dude. I just think that, like, when are people going to start voting to get this shit fixed? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is Gavin Newsom not held accountable and saying, like, listen, if you're a Democrat, I support you on all this other shit, okay? I love the LGBTQ, blah, blah, blah. But fuck, man, can you get us some water? Like, it's really, you know, it's one of those things. Like, can we just invest in water instead of a high-speed train? You know, like, do we need that? Would it be better to have water?
Ah, but they don't have a high-speed train. They got billions and billions of dollars for it, but all the money's gone.
Sure. But didn't Musk build massive tunnels in Los Angeles?
No, he dug holes.
He stopped that.
But he had them in there, correct?
He just dug some holes.
He dug holes, right?
I think he started it, but then, like, it didn't really pan out.
Okay, fill them up. He dug something. Yeah. Fill them up, dude.
Fill it with water.
Instead of investing $10 billion in some bullshit, how about you invest that money in a system that you can pull from the ocean that cleans the salt out and you can use it immediately? There you go.
You could just use the fucking money to refill the reservoirs that are already fucking there.
I know. They have them there.
They're already there.
I know.
Just do what you have to do to fucking get water back in them.
I would be talking to the fire department. I would be talking to the unions, and I'd be saying, what could we do as a state to make your job easier? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What can we do? And listen. And just quit listening to, like, the fish are dying. Okay, sure, that's sad. But when fish die, more fish come of another fish. And this has been happening for millions of years, all right? We've had I'm sorry. But, like, it just, like, it's not, that's not the end of the world. If you're talking about human life and fish, fish got to go. I'm just saying. They got to go.
Well, then is there anything that the mayor could do? Because the mayor was out of town, like in Africa or something, right, when this happened?
Yeah.
Why was he
in Africa? So she had a virtual call and it said something weird.
Well, so she – yeah, I if you go to my TikTok real quick, I don't know if you have this, but if you have one, we could play the two, but the second one. She was asked about this. And they were – it's weird because this guy was asking these questions and she just was staring, like – almost like she knew she was guilty. You know what I'm saying? That look of, like, shame, and you don't respond. It is very awkward. But if you play this first part, I mean, this goes into other videos as well, but just play this first part. Karen Bass. That's her name.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor?
Cutting the fire department by millions.
Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today?
Shame.
Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
What the fuck is wrong with her? Say something.
She's waiting to go out something. Like, she's waiting to go out a door.
Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
See, yeah, they're like stuck in a...
It doesn't matter, man. Okay, that's enough. We don't need any more.
But they're taught to, like, ignore these people.
You know what? Fuck that. Fuck that fucking rule. You were brought in to be the voice of the people, man. You are the person that particular town or city uses. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care if you say the right thing. Say something, dude. Like,
you defend yourself.
All you have to say is, like, listen, we may or may not have made poor decisions. You don't have to say that. But, like, all we're thinking about right now is making sure everybody's safe. Like, oh, just say that. Just say something, bro. But you stand there like a fucking mute, and it looks weird, and you look weird, and she should be fired. She should resign because she's a piece of shit. I don't even know her, but she's a piece of shit. Karen Bass. Karen? There it is.
Well, she was probably realizing, I don't want this fucking job anymore.
Okay, just
you know
calm
what I mean?
Down.
Yeah, dude, calm. Yeah, I will calm down, Chris. I'm sorry. She probably did think that, Greg. She's like, I didn't sign up for this shit. I thought this was going to be easy, and I didn't sign up for this shit. But I guarantee that woman makes a lot of money. In that community, the mayor of that particular community has a lot of money. I guarantee she makes some pretty good money. And your job is to respond to these questions.
Well, they just told me all I had to do was agree with everything they wanted, and I'd have an easy job and get a book deal at the end of it.
Yeah. They didn't say anybody was going to yell at me.
No, I didn't know people were going to die and there was going to be fires and I might have to do something.
Coward. Listen, you don't have to be in a situation where you've dealt with something like this before. Most people that go through this shit, most mayors that deal with tragedies have never...
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Dealt with those tragedies. So you can always tell when something bad happens, what kind of person steps up and they're like, listen, I'm not going to sit here and talk about all the issues that we may or may not have had or what policies have been, blah, blah, blah. Our focus right now is to get people safe. Our focus is to try to support the fire department. And then you have that discussion after. But to say nothing, I think, is such a coward ass move. And if you just lost your home and you're looking to your government, your local government, which is the first step of this whole process of government, And they have nothing to say. She came out and did a press conference. And she did this whole fucking bullshit thing, you know, where she's like, we support the firefighters and we're looking at ways. You know, and it's just this.
Yeah.
Here's a note. Read this to the people. You don't really give a shit about this. You don't fucking actually believe this shit that you're saying. Fuck her, dude. Like, when are we going to start getting some people that actually give a shit? And in California, that's where I think they're scummy and they're shitty. Not all of you, because some of you from California are great people. But Californians are fucking dumb sometimes, because you're like, you vote for this shit. You love this. Portland, shit's burning down. And the mayor's just like, ooh, I'm going to go join the riot.
People are just sleeping and shitting everywhere.
God.
Mm.
You know what? The homeless are the best ones right now. They just get to scurry around. They don't have, you know, they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, man, it's getting warm. Oh, shit, time to move.
Yeah, dude, they're just popping out the marshmallows.
Look in the rubble. You're like, what's left?
They're cooking shit up, dude. They're dying for a fire.
Burnt dog I can eat?
God damn.
Some burnt dog.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
Yeah, that might be.
The people in California have gone wild, just like the Hades. The Haiti people.
You got a little venison. You got a little deer meat around there. God. You know what I'm saying? A little horse meat. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of fucking animals.
I bet, dude. I bet some hobos are running around, like, where the fire has already burned, going, man, this is, like, fucking the greatest barbecue I've had in a while.
Dude, there was a video of a wild deer just escape, like a young wild deer, too, escaping the fire, like, in the street, looking around. Yeah. And I said, holy shit, this is Bambi.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bambi came to life.
It was Bambi. You saw Thumper running in the background, dude, and shit, and just fucking.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Bambi's mom, because I heard a gunshot in the video, too, so I think Bambi's mom was killed.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm kidding. That wasn't happening. But I did see another video of a bunny rabbit get saved by a man.
Oh, that's cool.
Get saved by a man?
Yeah, he, like, a rabbit ran across the street, jumped into, like, this fiery bush, and he was like, no, and the video showed him
and he went after it,
the rabbit.
I
would not jump into a fire after a rabbit.
I gotta be real, I feel like the animals know. You know, like, because that's what they always say, like, let the horses go, because they know how to get out of this situation. And obviously there's some that are gonna be trapped because it's just engulfed, but I'm saying they will run away from it and not come back, and then you'll see them later. They'll find them later on or something. But you'll see them. They let all their farm animals just go.
Running, the rabbit running into the fire. He's like, I told you, Carl. If this happens again, I'm ending it.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I seen a video of fucking, I guarantee it was over in the Middle East somewhere. But it was a bunch of goats. And they were like, they opened up this, it was like a fireplace, but it was like a big fucking, I don't know what it was. It was like some kind of oven. But the fucking goats were just walking into the oven. Like, they opened the door to refill it, and the goats are just like, trying to get in, and they're like pulling them out frantically.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, because they get buck fucked a lot.
Yeah, they're trying to get burned alive. I'd rather die.
Goat aside, dude, it's fucking a new thing, dude.
The goats are just like, we need to end it. I can't take it anymore.
My ass can't take this anymore.
I've had too many babies. Yeah. I don't want to have but six anymore. no, but I guess they go into the flames to burn bugs off of their bodies.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Sure.
So I've seen it. I've actually seen footage of, you know, over in other countries where they actually have an open flame and a goat will just walk up and be like,
sear it. So it sears
right
the
up
fur.
Next to it.
Okay.
You know?
All right. That's pretty impressive, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, but
you know
they were
mean?
Walking straight into the oven.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Can you imagine? can you imagine if you like if humans did that shit? You just get like lice or something, and you just put your head in the fucking oven, and you're just like, you know, blow it up. You're like, fucking no more bugs, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of a weird fucking thing to do, and I guess good for them because they don't have a way to. They can't just go to fucking, you know, HEB
Great
and
Clips.
Get some fucking.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Greg, they can't just run to Great Clips. I need to get this off me.
The goat comes in, he's like, "You got mayonnaise?" You know what I mean? Like, can I just use mayonnaise fucking bath, please? I don't know, man. I feel like animals are obviously some are gonna die, but I think if you let them go, they're gonna fend for themselves just fine. The homeless, though, they can be like chinchillas, bro. Chinchillas have to take those ash baths. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. That charcoal bath. You know what I mean? So they get over and they just rub that shit in their skin, dude, and exfoliate a little bit.
Most of them are so high, they wouldn't even know if fire's happening.
Mm. They just wake up and they're like, I'm in hell, dude.
They just wake up and they're dead.
Damn, bro.
Well, it is, you know, it is funny. Not funny. So it's gruesome. Funny in a weird, it's strange. I'll put it that way.
Strange. There you go.
that you have fire on the West Coast and ice on the East Coast, and you have this mixture of fire and ice coming together. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That is a very alchemical, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Fire and ice is literally the whole thing behind this, like, weird occult shit. You know what I mean? And with the whole fire thing, I just can't get over this, all of these celebrities burning away. Like, their homes just burning away. Where are they going to live now? Are they going to just buy another house? Where?
I mean, they can rebuild easily, man. I mean, they got so much money, most of these guys, and insurance and good insurance, that they're going to rebuild.
But to your point, do a lot of these celebrities go, fuck it, I'm not rebuilding here.
There's a chance,
like, this,
yeah.
This nation, or not this nation, but this state. Maybe I'm getting butt fucked. Yeah. I can't remember the word state.
Man, go walk through a flame, bro.
I need a fire. Jesus. I need a jumping one.
Jesus.
They may.
When I stumble on my words, I never say, fuck, maybe I'm getting butt fucked.
Yeah.
Well, he's just like, well, I'm gay. About it.
He's like,
it's fresh in my mind. So
I'm a homosexual. I'm just thought I'd share that with you all.
This city, this country, man, I think I'm gay.
Yeah. Damn, I got AIDS.
I must have been raped. You know,
I got some monkeypox coming.
Oh, God. Dude.
Listen, I don't know that they rebuild there. I'm not sure, dude. I'm not sure.
If they rebuild there, I don't think the celebrities go back. I think that they see this and they go, this is an omen. Trump is getting elected. I have to move out of this country.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, would you? That would be the question. Like, as you, we're obviously not celebrities, but if that was you,
yeah,
in that situation, would you rebuild there? I mean, if you love the state and you love the, listen, the Hollywood thing and that particular area, there's a draw to it for celebrities, right?
It's an, like, ego thing.
It's an ego thing. Yeah. There's an environment to it. There's people want to be
money
around.
And power too.
Money and power, but it's also, there's tons of people just like them, and that is a good thing for them. Some people are going to be afraid to move out of that. You know, they just will. They're just like, this is where I live, and this is what I am, and blah, blah, blah. And I need, people say they need it.
I have to live in the Hollywood Hills.
And
there's
so,
no other place for me.
I think you'll see a lot of them rebuild, unfortunately.
Well,
or fortunately.
The conservative actor that I was thinking about earlier is James Wood.
James Woods. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He supports MAGA, Trump, and all that stuff. I'm just shocked that he still lives in California. Because there was a video of him, you know, in articles saying, hey, James Wood had to evacuate his home, and he's out there kind of recording, and he's just, like, moaning about it. And I'm like, yes, this sucks for you, but why are you still in California?
A lot of people are, man. You know, like,
doesn't make sense.
I get it. At this point, it doesn't make as much sense, but
when he has that much money?
I know, but there's, like, to some people that grew up there, that's their home. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where they've always been. That's where their roots are, and, you know, you know how this is, right? Like, it's not easy to pack up and move. We know that. And if you've been there your whole life, there's great conservatives in California that want to hold their ground and try to, like, build something and see if they can't change that culture. But at this point, if I'm him and I lost my home, that was maybe the thing that was keeping you. Yeah, you might want to at least
consider. Could be family ties, too.
It could be, but shit, you got that much money.
We got a friend in the chat, Danielson. He just moved up to Washington.
Yeah, that's true.
But he stayed in California for a long time because they had family there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but shit, man. I mean, I think, I don't know what his wealth is, but I imagine he's got some money. You could probably move your family, you know what I mean? Like, if you really wanted to. And that's the thing is, like, if you look at, like, Austin, for example, like, when Joe Rogan made that move and all of the fucking comedians started moving out there, and you start, like, especially, like, Dripping Springs and stuff, where there's a large amount of fucking celebrities out there now. It's pretty radical. You can see how fast a city can change and become a cultural destination. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying Austin wasn't before, because it's always been a cool city. But, like, it's become a cultural place. It's become a place where celebrities do actually go, and they have the big concert events and all these things that, you know, people want to be around. And that could be any city. That could be Salt Lake City. That could be, name it, right? Denver. It just takes enough people to go there and create a system there for that to mimic what they had before, but hopefully better. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully not ran by poor leadership, you know?
Well, that's what they're doing in Austin, you know?
What's that?
Austin, Texas. Like, a lot of the Californians are moving. They're picking up their businesses, moving to Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's literally becoming the new Hollywood eventually.
Yeah, but
eventually.
But the thing is, like, if you watch enough shows and watch how the demeanor has changed. You know, because here's the thing. Everybody thought that Texas was going to turn blue. Or not everybody, but there's a lot of liberals in Texas thinking like, yes, everybody's moving here from California. It's going blue, baby. They lost votes. And the problem is when you actually watch some of these podcasts, what's the Fighter and the Bee or whatever, and like all these dudes and Rogan and when you get out of the environment that you're in and you start getting around people that are not like that, and you're like, oh, these people are actually really cool. Like, this is actually a kind of a cool place, and it's not completely taken over by these ideologies of like what California offers. You change. You know what I'm saying? You start to go, what's his face? What's that one comedian that our friend Haley really likes him, but there's this comedian that's kind of goofy, but he was on that Birds at Fighter and the Bee or whatever the hell that's called. And he's like, man, I hate to say it, but I definitely am like right-leaning now. Like, I'm more right-leaning now. And they're like, oh, really? Like, I kind of feel the same. And he's like, yeah, it's just, fuck, you just get away from that fucking thing, like that bubble that you're in, and you see how normal people are, and you're like,
oh. Is it Bert Kreischer?
No, it's not Bert Kreischer. No, he's kind of a goofy guy with, like, weird eyes, and he kind of got into some sexual issues where they were accusing him.
Christian D'Elia?
D'Elia.
Yeah, D'Elia.
Yeah, so, but he was just like, yeah, you know, I've always been liberal, but, you know, I'm definitely starting to see the other side. And my point is, like, you tend to go that way if you leave the bubble. You know what I mean? It's if you're in it, it's hard to see it. It's really hard to see it. But go around and be around normal people and friendly people and see that, like, oh, it's kind of nice to have not Hollywood. You know what I mean? It's kind of nice to not be around that. I think you see people change their mind. That's why you saw Texas didn't fucking fluctuate. You know what I mean? Like, they thought it could do. So, listen.
Dude, I just bookmarked, like, the biggest troll tweet. Like, this is going to have egg on her face. This is Karen Bass, and she tweeted this. Remember when Texas had those fires in 2021?
Yep.
And Ted Cruz was accused of fleeing during the middle of it.
Was that the fire or was that the flooding?
I thought it was fire, because this is what Karen wrote. I don't know if this is just a screenshot or if this is actually a real tweet, but apparently Richard Grinnell retweeted this guy who took a screenshot of Karen Bass's tweet, right?
Yep.
It says, Ted Cruz fleeing Texas in the middle of a deadly crisis is part of a larger pattern of the GOP abandoning folks in crisis. We need to build a movement to kick them all out.
And here
How
she
ironic,
is
right?
In Ghana. You know what I'm saying? Listen, that's the thing is, like, how about you just don't say anything? You know what I'm saying? How about you realize that, like, certain things pop up? And listen, I think that they should
Well, you can't just say, well, how about you don't say anything? Because then we are just bitching about her not saying anything.
I know, but no, that's true. Yeah, in a literal sense, you were 100% right, my friend. My point is if she wouldn't have called Ted Cruz out, she wouldn't have that ammunition to go against her. You know what I'm saying? What she could have said was, it was unfortunate that Ted Cruz had a plan, whatever it was, and he was out of town during this crisis. He probably should have stayed home. You know what I'm saying? Or something to that effect. But to her point, like, she had a trip. She left. All this shit breaks out. She obviously comes back. We see her in the town that she's in, right, for what I see. Unless she's not back and that press conference is somewhere else. But just don't say anything. Don't criticize somebody if you might have the opportunity to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm trying to say. Like, you don't know. If you had a trip planned because it was your anniversary, right? You have an anniversary. Yeah. And you and your wife are going to go to fucking Bali. I don't know. Name a place, man. You're going to Sweden, right? Mm. You're all excited. And then work calls Sweden. You and says, we have a fucking meltdown at the job. Greg, can you please stay? And you're like, man, I'm sorry. I'm fucking going to Sweden for my anniversary. I apologize. Now, granted, you're not a fucking leader, a public leader, to be fair. But my point is like, you don't know when shit's going to just fucking all of a sudden blow up and arise. And to be fair to her, she didn't know that these fires were necessarily going to be what they are.
Well, yeah. And so, like, that's the whole thing. The leader being there, what the fuck are they going to do besides get in the way? You know?
Well,
like, she's not going to direct the fire department and know how to put out these fires. That's what the fire department chief is for, right?
No, but she's supposed to be the face and the voice.
She should be there.
But I'm just saying, like, people shouldn't really give a fuck about that. I don't give a shit if the governor was in the middle of the crisis or if they never showed up. That's one thing. But show up maybe in a day or two when the crisis is over. You don't have to show up during the middle of it. Like, what's the fucking point? You're not going to help. If anything, you're going to detract from all of these services, right? Because you're going to have services come help you. Just like when they're saying when Trump should go, you know, all these places. And I'm like, well, how about you leave the presidential security and all this fluff and stuff out of the crisis, let the responders work on this, and then we can kind of
see, I think that is different. I think the president, I'm with you on that one. I think that that doesn't really serve a purpose necessarily, because I think immediately the president's already okaying funding or whatever needs to happen, FEMA, yada, yada, yada. I disagree with you on the mayor situation. The mayor is, from my understanding, along with the Treasury and other things, responsible for allocating funds and moving things and being able to navigate. She may not be in the fires helping out or even on the ground level pointing where to go, but she could be in her office saying, listen, we're struggling, calling other counties saying, can we please get fire departments over here? Can we, you know, do you have any extra that we can use? I'm sure there's things that she can do behind closed doors to help not have them do their job, but to kind of allocate things to give them more resources. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if it's behind closed doors, she can do that from a phone in South Africa. That's all I'm saying.
She could, dude. But that's my point. I do think that people look at that. I mean, listen, when Trump speaks on a situation that something devastating happens, or even Gavin Newsom, right? When he comes out and he talks about something, like,
yeah,
I get that you don't care. That makes sense. But obviously, per viewership, they do. Like, the locals want to see what he's saying. They want to know what's going on.
It shows that you care. Exactly. Right? It shows that you're compassionate and you're there to go through the pain with everybody else going through the pain.
And so I'm with you. Like, I think we're kind of in the middle of this on both sides. I definitely think it's better that they are there. But at the same time, to your point, I get it. Like, they're not, it's not like they're crucially important to be there. You know what I'm saying? Things mm-hmm. will function without them. But if you can be there, be there. Well, you know what I'm saying?
It's your fucking job.
It is. It is. Mm. I just don't know, like, when did she leave and what time, when did this, I don't know any of that, right? So, like, I don't want to criticize her without knowing that information, you know what I mean, to be fair. But she should have spoke. That makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Are you guys reading any of the comments here?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm trying to.
So, Peyton's in the comments, and she was saying the areas that are burning are conservative. Most ocean cities, which maybe she's saying aren't. I don't know. Most ocean cities are.
That might be a typo, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because maybe she meant aren't conservative. So I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
I do like Luna here. All the planets are aligned. This is just the beginning. So that's what I'm saying, baby. Like, there's some weird fucking shit going on. Fire and ice, these four planets aligning. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. We are coming up on inauguration here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is coming quick, man. It is coming quick.
Did you hear there was somebody at the Capitol that was arrested today with, like, a knife, a couple weapons, something like that?
I feel like that happens all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
it happens a lot.
I feel like they don't share it until it's like, and then when you hear it, you're like, oh, man, it's crazy. But I feel like that would happen frequently, where some lunatic shows up and they got a fucking switchblade or a pocket knife, and they're making threats, dude. Like, especially with Trump. I mean, come on, man. Or Biden. Both of them. Both of them are disliked severely. So
Peyton says ocean cities are mostly conservative. I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean.
I didn't know that either.
I mean, obviously, I think that's very possible.
Well, that would make sense, right? The media is focusing on the celebrities that are losing their homes. And, I mean, meanwhile, dozens of other people are losing their homes, too. And it's maybe mostly conservative voters. I don't know.
It's very possible. But there's a lot of money being lost. And, you know, those people living on the ocean. I mean, just when we've been to California, we've been down in that area. I've been to a lot of those areas that we've seen burn up, dude. You know, just driving through or being around it. I mean, those people, in order to live right there, you got to make some money, bro. Like, some real money. Yeah. Like, that shit is expensive. It doesn't matter if your house is 1,000 square feet. Like, you're on the fucking oceanfront there in that area. It is expensive, bro. So you are something relatively important. And so it's not just celebrity CEOs and all these other, you know, there's tons of people that are being affected by this. So, again, I think a lot of them have money and probably are going to be okay. It's the people, some of these people that are interviewed or not, they don't
Marky
seem
Mark
wealthy.
Here is saying maybe it's a land grab. And that's what I was wondering, too. Is this another one of those, there's a fine mineral in Hollywood? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I'll be honest. There is nothing to me. And that was brought up earlier today. I saw some people talking about it, and there was kind of some back and forth on whether that could be real. I don't see this being that kind of a situation, per se. You know what I mean? I feel like this is, it's already their fucking shit. Like, the Democrats, liberal. I'm not saying that there's obviously conservatives, but I'm just saying, like, this is a very liberal place. You know what I mean? Like, they already take shit and move shit and delegate shit. I really don't see this being some grab, per se. But I guess you never know, you know?
You never know. It just depends on... Well, I mean, has anybody looked back at Maui to see how many of those residents who had their houses burned moved back onto their property, or did they give it up? And if they did give it up, who did they give it up to?
I don't think many gave it up.
Last I heard, they haven't been allowed to rebuild anything yet.
Yeah, but they haven't also gave up their land either.
So okay, recent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I can't remember who brought that up, but somebody was talking about the... you know, why have we not talked about Maui and how much has got? I think it might have been Rogan, actually, to be honest with you. But and what was going on when Tulsi Gabbard was on last, which was right before. So what's that, a couple months ago, you know, when she kind of was coming around with Trump. There's a lot of work to be done there. But I don't think that that whole grab situation is going to. And I said that before, like that particular kind of place where it's so rich in historic culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not just like Iowa, you know what I mean? Like, it's you're talking about Hawaii. That's a very cultural place. The land on for most of those
people... Hey, are you talking shit about Iowa?
Well, no.
They're not cultured people?
They're cultured. But it's, you know, I would argue Hawaii is like its own little country. I mean, is it even really like the United States? Like, no, it's very different. You know what I mean? Alaska is very different. But those people had that land in their families for... long periods of time, bro. I mean, a lot of it. I'm not saying all of it, but a lot of it has been in the families for generations after generation. They're not just going to be like, you win. You know what I'm saying? They're going to... I just feel like they are the kind of people that would fight for it. I'm hoping that's what's happening. Seems like that's what's happening, but they're being held up. They're being held up, and that shouldn't be the case. It's been, what, 2-3 years more? I mean, I don't even know. It's been a while, right, man.
And then this whole, like, North Carolina... right, the whole whatever the fuck the mineral was that helps electric cars, AI. Yeah.
The problem with that is it's like you read it and you have no way to really validate that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, there's tons of minerals in the ground. It's like you're not running out there taking tests yourself. You don't know if that's real. It's an easy thing to say. I'm just being honest with you. To me, when I see land grab, I think that's just such an easy thing to say in the moment of like, yeah, this is just a land grab. That's something that like you say when you don't know what the answer is. And it's like, it must be that because nothing else makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I would like to see historically where we've seen large land grabs in situations like this. I'm not talking about Bill Gates buying up shit. I'm talking about where they burn something down or something's burnt down or something's lost. And then I want to see those examples. I'm not saying they don't exist. I just want to see those examples to kind of validate what you're trying to say. Because I don't know one.
There was the foundation of this country. We had a big fucking land grab from the Native Americans, didn't we?
Dude, we won. You know?
Well, I'm just saying, it was still a land grab.
Sure, dude.
It's still, either way you look at it, it's a land grab.
Yeah, but I'm talking...
everything's a land grab.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. I get that. I get that point. That's a valid point, sure. And I saw this lady who was talking about Canada being the 51st state. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or I see a gentleman, and he was Canadian. He's like, you know, I'm actually not against it. I'm not against this. He's like... And he did the whole fucking kind of a liberal dumb thing. He's like, you know, we stole this land, you know, 150 years ago. And is it really even our land to be calling it? You know, we stole it from the indigenous. I'm like, you won. I mean, that's how land has been gotten over
the
years.
To the victor goes the spoils.
You don't have to like it, but that's reality, bro. Like, people go to war, they go conquer areas. And if they win it, they win it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to like it. But that's historically how we have these territories that we have, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Like, it would be nice to see a government land grab due to a natural disaster. Let's just put it
I would like to see examples of it and see how it happened and what happened. Again, I'm not saying that it has not happened. But I just feel like that's kind of just like a very, like, rudimentary way of saying something. Like, this must be that. You know? Or, like, when you see, like, oh, this is clearly, like, laser beams. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, yes, it sure can be laser beam. We've seen these things. We've seen situations where, you know, and fucking fire starts and fucking shit's melting and it doesn't make sense. But also, like, that's just easy to say. Like, it could be somebody flicking a match. It could be a fucking cigarette. It could be a fucking person starting a fire on the hill of Hollywood and all of a sudden it's fucking erupting, you know? Doesn't have to be aliens. Does not have to be a fucking high-powered laser beam. But it could be.
Yeah. What are the odds? What are the odds you guys think this this fire moves into the city, especially with this new one in the Hollywood Hills?
I'd say pretty high.
If it starts like spreading even further and getting more into the city and actual like towns and like cities start burning.
All the water was used for the other area. So they have zero water.
Well, right? I think there's, listen, I think because LA is so big that there's reservoirs.
Here's know, 2 minutes, 2 minutes ago. I just bookmarked it at Runyon Canyon entrance on Fuller Avenue. Entrances are blocked. Mm-hmm. Cars, they're not allowing people to, they're blocked off for cars, but they are allowing people to walk up. Wow. God, that butt fucking really got to
God, me. I must be gay.
God dang, dude. Yeah, Hollywood is on fire, dude. So this is going to just go through the night.
Yeah.
And you'll see it get worse and worse and worse.
We're going to see it. We're going to see it for days. We're going to see it. Go back to the comments real quick when you're done here.
Yeah, that's just them blocking off the streets. Runyon Canyon going up to the Hollywood Hills there.
Yeah.
Same kind of video.
I mean, it's scary, man. It'd be very scary if you lived there. I do not envy anybody over there right now. But if you go to the comments, who would just put this here? Oh, Peyton was saying this happened before. Malibu burned for like five or 6 years ago. Just high winds, horrible underbrush. They won't clean up. Mm. I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, you know how I am. I'm obviously trying to like look at it from like a real like rudimentary level, like a low level here. Like, I think that the biggest thing with this is it could be everything that we talk about. It could be a UFO. There's video of people claiming they see fucking drones or UFOs flying around, man. That's pretty weird. But, like, if you just look at, like, the policies, man, like, I think that's almost a disservice to say it because California is so shitty at what they do. And, like, if we just say that it's other things, then you're taking responsibility off of Gavin Newsom, who should be fucking doing this shit, and he's not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like to even further help bolster that argument would be to provide some examples of another state that actually does the services that you're talking about, and it actually works. You know what I mean? Like, let's give examples of how this would fireproof your state.
They have, but right? See, that's the thing is that there are examples of states doing it. In fact, and that's what we talked about when we were in Washington. We had all the gorge fires, and there was Lars Larson, who obviously is the radio show, you know, one of the shows that we listen to over there, among many, talked about this very thing, that they started cutting back the forestry services. They started taking away money to actually clean up these lands, and then all of a sudden, because, dude, we've lived there our whole lives, man, okay? We lived there our whole lives, and I'm not saying there's never been fires.
There's never a fire like that.
But, like, we did not have gorge fires when we were 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We just didn't have... where fucking smoke is billowing in the fucking skies and we can't breathe. That shit did not happen in the same level as it does more frequently now. I'm not saying it has recently, but it did for a couple years there. And that was a big thing. It's like, why did the fire start? Why did it become out of control? Even like Klamath Falls, right? Is that what it's called? That's like a monumental site. It's got this really old fucking 150-year-old fucking building on it. And they're doing everything they could to save it. But that's just not a normal thing. And what was the reason for it? You look at the defunding of the Forest Service, man. That has to do with the mills, that has to do with the politicians. It's all of it.
So Elon just put out that SpaceX will provide free Starlink terminals to affected areas in LA tomorrow morning. So there's another plug for Starlink.
Good. Like, I listen, we have to have something like this, like these natural disasters. I know that there's questions about him, but like, there, go watch the interviews where people said they had nothing. They had no service. They had no nothing.
There has
and
to
Starlink
be
put something in and they were able to communicate and call family and be able to get on the internet and find out.
Like, yeah, it's a good temporary fix.
It's a good fix. Like, we need stuff like this. We need that kind of innovation. And that's what I'm talking about earlier with the innovation. Things have to come in play where we have these resources that can be had when something like this happens. And for whatever fucking reason, other places are trying, like even Texas right now, we know our grids are terrible, right? Like the power outages, that's one of our things where we have issues with. It's growing vastly and they need a better infrastructure and they're putting money towards that and they're trying to build it up. There's flooding. They've spent billions of dollars just in our area building different what's it called? Waterways, basically, where they dump where water can go in and it flushes out.
Floodways. Mm-hmm.
Floodways. They built all this stuff in preparation. It's not going to be perfect the next time it happens, but it's there's money going to it and it's getting better. And mm-hmm. California is getting worse. And I don't understand like why this is. Why is this not MSNBC, CNN? I know that they suck on the dick of Gavin. That's fine. But you're not going to call them out. You're not going to say, listen, year after year after year, this shit happens. And unfortunately, until this year, or fortunately, one of the two, the celebrities haven't been as affected by this. So I bet you, you're going to see more people that have money and power and influence are going to come out and they're going to say, what the fuck's going on? My house was burnt to the fucking ground. This shouldn't be happening. We need more. And Gavin's going to come out and be like, we're allocating $100 billion to fucking water. It wouldn't shock me because these are the people that vote for him.
Or are they going to blame it on climate change and be like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to double down my investment into climate change. I'm going to have this startup here. We're going to have other businesses. This was climate change, Dave. Right?
Yeah, listen, that as a politician, that is exactly what they're going to do. We know this, just like gun law and all the other bullshit. The problem is no one cares because climate change will happen because of us or without us. It doesn't matter. It's going to adjust and change and slightly affect things. And again, what are your preparations for it? Like, we're not going to stop it. So spending billions of dollars trying to stop climate change is not fucking happening. How about you start billions of dollars and like, okay, when we have a fire, this is what we do. When mm-hmm. the high tides come because the ocean's rising, which is not. But when it does, yeah. We have barriers.
They have fucking technology to take care of this shit.
They probably like,
they
do.
They just don't. They don't. They want the fucking wreckage because it gives them a selling point and it gives them control for people to vote for them.
And it gives them
and
money.
Honestly, the whole climate change agenda is a big fucking money grab. Like, people are starting these initiatives in like the climate change accord or whatever the fuck it was. It's like you're putting money into it, but no one's doing anything. Right?
Yeah, but listen.
This shit's going to still happen.
I agree with you. I just don't know how effective this is anymore. I feel like climate change, the idea behind it, has lost so much steam, dude. I feel like people are sick of it. I feel like the idea of having only electric vehicles and no more gas. And obviously with these fires, people are going like, why do we not have water? Oh, climate change? Like, the problem is it's going to piss people off. And if you right. say that California does it on purpose, that may be true. But just like I said before, and we all talked about before, when you do this stuff to Trump, it's going to have a negative effect towards you, right? People are going to turn on you. And so if they're doing it on purpose, it's a terrible move because now you have celebrities losing their homes. You have people of power.
So what did they do on Trump?
I'm talking about when you criticize Trump and you go through all these fucking impeachments and you put him through courts and you da-da-da-da-da-da-da. People are going to get sick of that. They're going to not believe you anymore. And then you see a shift the other way. And so if they're doing this on purpose, which may be the case, maybe they're doing this on purpose for whatever reason, land grabs, to push climate control.
Insurance,
sure. But there is a very severe consequence to this. And that is that people will just leave your state more. They already are leaving your state because it sucks. Yeah. And they're going to leave more. So you're going to be left with a bunch of first of all, you're going to start losing seats. You know what I'm saying? Your state will not become as relevant because everybody's going to move the fuck out because it's terrible. One of the interviews today, the guy, they were asking like, are you okay? You know, he's like, I lost everything, blah, blah, blah. He's crying. You know, he's like, listen, I've been in California for 30 years. I'm used to devastation. Who says that shit? I'm just used to devastation. I'm used to fucking terrible times. Like, what?
It's weird.
What?
Yeah.
So it's not because it's not just the fires, man. It's high
it's like
taxes.
You're living on the Oregon Trail.
You know? Well, I'm just basically you just know, like I'm getting taxed to oblivion. There's always a chance of a wildfire. There's all these snotty ass piece of shit people. The fucking ideology's crazy. Like it's a fucking
dude. I talked to my dad, and he's like he's having to keep his house below 70 degrees, like because
mandate?
His bill is up. Through the fucking roof, and I'm like, dude, below 70?
Yeah.
Damn.
So they're taxing beyond belief or charging, like the companies are charging insane right. amounts because they're trying to keep people to keep it down.
Yep.
Who wants to live in that, man? I know your dad lives in it, and he has for a long time. But my point is like, at what point do you say, I can't live like this anymore? Like, I'm spending right. so much money, and I don't even get comfortability out of this shit. I'm freezing. Fucking freezing. Dude, my balls are frozen. Like, I'm fucking, it's not worth it. That's dumb.
At least the weather's nice when it's
right.
not on fire.
Right? That's what I'm saying. When you were saying, what does California offer? nice weather. But is that nice weather? To Chris's point, you could go to Florida. I mean, Colorado's got beautiful. If you're a liberal, Colorado, why would you not go there? It's a liberal state. It's a beautiful state. They have nice weather. They got snow. You don't have to worry about water droughts.
Yeah.
What the fuck would you want to be in California for? The ocean? Like, that's what you want?
I think it's mostly it's an image thing, I think.
Come to California, man. You've got the Gulf of America. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're
Gulf of America.
The Gulf of America, bro. It's the brownness of the Gulf. You know what I'm saying?
I actually think it'd be better as the American Gulf.
The American Gulf. That just sounds like a PGA Tour stop. You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe.
My point is there's options for you. It, just at what point do you find your life so inconvenienced that you decide to fucking uproot yourself and go? And California,
I think a lot of these people will be going, but you never know.
California is not like Washington or Oregon or any of those places. California is such an excessive amount of bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
It is so excessive. I get why you want to be in Washington. I get it. I love Washington. But California, bro, like I'm grasping for straws trying to figure out, like, explain to me, the food's better. There's great food other places. You know what I mean? The weather's okay. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Your money goes farther other places.
That's true. And that's the worry, is I think that maybe they're trying to get people to leave. Maybe they're saying, hey, let's light all their fires up on, you know, these houses. Yeah, we'll give them some insurance money.
We got to get everybody out of this state before we break off and float off into the ocean.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
Make a prison state island. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. That's what California's going to turn. I bet you in 200 years.
California state penitentiary.
That's what it is. You're just a whole penitentiary. It's going to be like Alcatraz on crack, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, isn't it already?
It is. Well, listen, guys, if you are in California and you're listening, please be safe. Make sure you take care of yourselves. You know, make sure you're safe. But to everybody else, we appreciate you joining us, as always.
Yep.
We'll be back on, what's today?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, so Friday. We'll be back Friday for a call.
Join us up on Patreon.
Please go sign up. Go check out all of our other accounts, and we will see you then.
Later, guys.
Hit the like button.